Hello?
Hello, Mr. President?
Yes.
Mr. President, I want to go over some matters regarding the conference, which is scheduled for tomorrow at 11. I can do it by telephone, or I can come over, whichever suits your pleasure.
Calling by phone, let's see.
All right. You know the conferees. They are on the Senate side, Long, Smathers, Anderson, Williams, and Carlson. The House side, to be confirmed, but presumably Mills, King, Boggs, Burns, and Curtis. They could add Utt and Keogh, but I rather suspect it'll be those five. The issues are as follows. The Senate knocked out the floor stock tax on automobile sales. This is a $25 million item. Anderson moved to knock it out in the Senate, in the Finance Committee, because of a lot of protests from the dealers. My position would be that we ought to reinstate the floor stock tax with as imposed by the House, but with one important modification that would simplify the compliance with it by giving them a table on which they could figure out the exact amount of the tax. The second item is the Senate in committee voted to forgive up to $5 that a taxpayer might have to pay when he filed his final return if there had been out of withholding, a sufficient withholding to cover his taxes up to the $5 range. This is presumably to save the nuisance, but in fact, the taxpayer does have to file his final return on April 15, whether the withholding has been adequate to cover it or not, in order that the Internal Revenue Service can compute whether or not he's been accurate, etc. This price tag on this is $12 million, and my recommendation would be that the House will oppose this, I believe, and I think we should oppose it in any event, regardless of what the House initial disposition is. Incidentally, I should say I will be attending the conference with Surrey and Barr, and presumably be called on to speak to these issues as they come up. The third matter is a Senate version of the special withholding allowance. We think the Senate version is much preferable to the House version. I won't go into the details with you, but the Senate version picks up an additional $35 million of revenue, and both for revenue reasons and because we think it's a much more workable provision, we shall support the Senate provision in that regard. The Hartke Amendment, which is a price tag of $315 million, we will, of course, insist that it be stricken completely, and that the bill be sent back to the Senate, stripped of both the Hartke Amendment in toto and the Prouty Amendment. Now, this, I believe, will be the strong position of the House. We've been talking to Wilbur, and Wilbur takes the natural position that after he's put his boys up to the gun in voting to repeal the to put back the excise tax on telephones in its entirety, he'll be damned if he's going to give way and allow the Senate to prove themselves heroes for all the residential customers. As far as the Prouty Amendment is concerned, I talked to Senator Long after the vote, and I find no disposition in his on his part, and I presume that reflects Smathers and Anderson, no disposition on his part to do anything but knock out, agree to knock out the Prouty Amendment. In this bill, he may want to have the Social Security people study it for, or study some modification of it for future reference, but I think his position that he intends to take on the floor is that A, it has not been properly studied. B, the vote margins were very, very close. He would be willing to have it voted up or down again in another connection with another bill, but if the Senate conferees did not feel that with the number of people missing from the floor and the confusion and so forth, it really represented the firm will of the Senate. Now, the only political question this presents is, well, first, I should make one further point. Long's initial disposition, I think, will be, having stated, made an initial pitch, and having heard Mills say he won't go for it, is to suggest that the telephone tax matter be split in the middle. In other words, that you give the local residential phone service a 3% restore, 3% of the, or you allow them a 3% cut. That's about $45 million a point, so it would be a total of about $135 million. Mills will not buy that for the reasons I have just stated. My own feeling is that we should strongly support both of these on the ground that this is your program, that this is we're here to raise revenue and not give it away, and fiscal responsibility and so forth. The political question, which we're going to try to make a judgment on overnight, is whether or not a conference report going back to the Senate dropping the Prouty Amendment and the Hartke Amendment will stand up. And I'm having our boys here make a list of all of the senators who voted for either of those amendments so that we can make some determination whether rounding up absentees, switching the Southerners. Russell Long seems to believe that on a conference report that the Southerners who defected would come back and support the conference report. That would include Senator Richard Russell, Don Russell, Jordan, Eastland, and people of that character. I won't make any judgment on that now, but I like to see the count in the morning after we've racked it up. The only other point, and then I'll be through, is Mills told me when I was talking to him this afternoon that to tell you to call Long and tell Long that he was really your representative and to in this conference as well as the Senate, and you expected him to help you preserve your program. Now, I think I would have some reservations about whether or not that's a wise thing for you to do, but you are in the best position to know, and I'm just not going to presume to give you advice on it, except to say I don't think it's just because Mills says so that it's necessarily the wise thing to do. I rather think that Russell fought hard. He needs, if anything, a little bit of a pat on the back, and I think that would be a good thing to do. Whether you go further with him or not is something you can only decide.
All right. I agree with everything you've said. I don't want to give on anything. If I did give on anything, I'd give on fellows like Anderson. I don't know the merits, but
yeah, that's right.
Anderson's a very dangerous.
We're not going to fight blood.
Anderson's a very dangerous fella, and if he, if you get him upset over 10 cents, why, he can cost you $10 billion. I've had
that
happen to me a lot, and I would I would think there, and I don't know what Russell's on his $5. I don't care about those picky-ish things, but...
Well, I'm going to state just a classic position, but be rather mild about it.
I don't think we ought to. If I had to give some, I wouldn't. If we could find some compromise, some way. I understood that this Prouty Amendment was really an appropriation in the tax bill. And
it is.
Would be subject to a point of order.
It is, in effect. I don't know whether it would be subject to a point of order, but that's its practical effect. It just dedicates the money from the general fund to pay these bills, pay these pensioners.
Well, somebody, Joe Barr, ought to ask Lou Dexler if it would be subject to point of order, and ask Wilbur, and let's find out. And I sure agree. I think you ought to ask Larry tonight to meet with Henry, with Manitos and Henry Wilson and Barr and Bowman. And we ought to have a better reading on these people. I'm very distressed that...
I've never had this happen, Mr. President.
No, but we're just not on top of things. I talked to Manitos twice today, and we can't feel our butt with both hands. And I never heard of men going to voting without knowing where the goddamn votes are. I was there 8 years, Joe, and I never lost one vote. Not one.
Well.
Not one. And a man that knows what he's doing just don't call that roll. And Joe Barr knows that much. He must have got promoted and he's up in the stratosphere, because he knows damn well you don't call a roll until you know where your votes are. And if you haven't got them, just ask them, by God, to make a point of no quorum, or to read a record, or get out a recipe, or some rice soup, or like Huey Long did, and just wait until you do get them. And I'm down here waiting to try to talk to anybody I need talking to. But Christ, I sit here and see myself just get the living hell mauled out of me, and nobody even has any doubt about it till it's over with. So what I think we ought to do, you haven't got but 100 men. You can, it's not like the House of Representatives. And we know that we got at least 3 or 4 good leaders. We know that Smathers will help. We know that Long is there. And we know that we can take 2 or 3 more. And if Manitos and Barr had each one up, take 10 each, and call them off the floor and say, now here's the vote. We want to go to vote, but we sure need to know where we stand. Christ, they told me, I wrote it down, 58
well,
and 59
I got
votes.
I got it right here. I've got 11 fellows and the names of the people to whom they gave what you and I would call a commitment.
Well,
that
just...
we'll stay with you all the way on excises. And in some cases, this was with not just one person, but at least 2 people.
Well,
and I think in justice to
they got to tell Russell Long, or they got to tell George Smathers, it's on that committee, and we got to get those fellas to work. I thought one good sign was we met at 9:30 this morning, but I was shocked at the votes. There's a half a dozen people. We could call each one and ask them to go vote. They said 7 or 8 didn't even show up on the floor to vote that had commitments. And anyway, what we ought to do now, that's water over the dam. We just, it's a good thing that we got time, and that we're children. It's just like the World Series. The damn game, we've lost the second one. Now we got a playoff, and the second one, whatever went wrong, it was a goose egg for us, because when you get ruled by Prouty and Hartke, you're just about as low as whale stuff, and that's at the bottom of the sea. I can understand a Mansfield beating you or Dirksen beating you, but whenever Hartke rolls over you and you not know what's happening, well, by God, it's not any tribute to our IQ, I'll tell you that. So what we got to do now is to get Larry in this thing and out of the Postmaster General's department, and get you on the job, and don't do a damn thing but that. Just to tell these folks that we just got to see this one wrapped up, and tell Joe the same thing, and get to Mike Manitos the same thing, and then we'll take Marvin, and Jake's been around that Senate always. I don't send him up there because I won't trust it to other people, but I'm prepared to. And if I need to, I will call 20 men, or 30 men, or 10 men, I did it all last year, but I can't do it unless they tell me what I'm supposed to do. And they tell me, we've got 60 votes, Mr. President. We've got 59 here, 58. Well, hell, so what we got to do is just say that we want to. We'll give them the Anderson Amendment if they want to. We got to give them some little something. We'll give them whatever else you can, the $5 if you got to, or we'll give them some. But the two things that we're not going to give them is that goddamn telephone thing. And if humanly possible, if we had to give something, I'd give it on Prouty before I'd give it on telephone, because I just think...